spring.
It's good. It's good. It's definitely great being back out there. Like you said, spring was a lot of mental reps, but you know, you can never really get the rep until you physically do it. So it's good to get back out there.
Did the calf linger into the offseason at all, or was it pretty much healthy?
Healthy. So I got to, you know, train back up, get back in shape in time for camp. So, yeah.
How comfortable are you in blocking on the backfield like a fullback?
Pretty comfortable. That's a lot of what I did my last couple years in college was that. Actually, my senior year in college, I was strictly a fullback. And then rookie year, did a lot of that as well. So that's just kind of part of the tight end position. You have to know both in line and in the backfield. So, yeah.
What is the specific challenges of that, you know, close quarters doing that?
The backfield or the in line? It's different technique of blocking, different reads. You gotta see how the shell is falling. You know, in line, you can kind of, it's a smaller triangle. Fullback, you need to see when safeties are coming down, corners outside. It's all going to change the flow, so you got to be able to know if your reads inside out, outside in. So it's just a little different. But yeah, mostly the technique is different.
Which one gives more of a wear and tear on the
body? Probably the backfield. Yeah. I mean, as you can see, you know, fullbacks, it's more space for a bigger collision. Yeah.
Do you think your versatility provides the value for you because you can do a multitude of things?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've always wanted to be, as versatile as possible, or just be available wherever they wanted to put me. And again, that's kind of just the tight end position. You know, that's the tight end's always kind of like a hybrid. Whoever's in there, you should be able to know every position on the field, and they can kind of move you around. So it definitely helps being versatile.
This offense, compared to the offenses you've kind of been in, is the tight end position similar, different?
It's similar and different. I'd say the tempo is the biggest difference, you know, with the no huddle type stuff and just the pace of everything. But you know, the tight end position is the tight end position. There's nothing that different, you know, wherever you go. So it's I'd say the tempo is different, but playing tight end is playing tight end.
Does being 6'5" give you any advantage or disadvantage in the backfield? That's, usually
Yeah, we were just talking about that today. I was talking with Matt Lacoste about it. But it definitely helps being shorter when you're doing those lead blocks. As you know, football's a game of leverage. Low man's going to win. But like I said, if you can do the right technique, you can get your leverage. So, yeah.
When you came here, did you hear a lot of talk about the running game and how much you wanted to improve? I mean, they didn't really change the offensive line. They had a big-time running back, so... You represent a lot of what they want to see as far as recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's they want versatile guys, and I don't think it's just in the tight end room. They want guys that can move around all over the place, just so you're not stuck, you know, with a vanilla offense. You can change it up, and adding guys that can be versatile is going to help you with that for sure.
When you look at the offense and you see Marshall and Beckham and Shepard, you sit there and go, "Am I going to catch the ball?"
Yeah, it's a great receiving core. Awesome to be a part of this group, or just on the offense with them. But that's just, you know, the tight ends game. You got to know your role. When the ball comes type of thing. So yeah, you play your role.
Have you been working with Evan a role on blocking?
Well, first day at pads, yeah. So now we actually get to break it down a little bit, see how the film looks. You know, first day, everyone kind of plays a little higher because they're not used to it. We'll see what the film looks like.
What's your advice to a young guy that's coming in? Didn't block a ton, hasn't blocked a ton in college, especially in line coming to the NFL. What would your advice to that guy in that spot?
For Evan, it doesn't seem like he needs a lot of advice. He came in, he's been working hard since the day he got here, and he's been open to anything. He's willing to block, willing to do it from the backfield, in line, willing to line up outside. So he's got the right mindset. And all I would tell him is just keep that up, because it's awesome to see that.
So we played against the Giants last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not at the moment when you're playing somebody. But that offseason prior to my free agency, my first free agency, they did reach out and talk to me. So I knew there was interest, but nothing happened. So, you know, at the time, no, I didn't think there was anything going to happen.
But when you're facing them, you're obviously
playing
the same games. Yeah. Were there things looking back that attracted you about this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I like the defense. I've always, you know, respected JPP and OV and those guys. So yeah, it's always fun to practice against like guys like that, because those are two of the best guys in the league, and they're going to make you better every day. So just an opportunity to play against those guys and kind of sharpen your tools, type of thing. It's awesome opportunity.
What is your level of pride as far, you know, inline blocking is not the most glamorous thing. Age of tight ends when they're running all around. How good do you think you are at that, and where do you think you stack
that? That's more for like scouts and, you know, whoever grades that stuff. For me, it's just keeping it simple, you know, trying to be consistent, just doing my job consistently. Not trying to do anything, you know, crazy, but just executing and being consistent about it. That's kind of the name of the game at every position. So, yeah.
Did you ever feel like you could be a dominant player doing certain areas to get on the
list? It just depends on the situation. There's, you know, certain defenses that you want to run more tight ends with. There's certain defenses you don't. It's all very situational. Football is a very situational game.
Do you feel you get a nice opportunity? You think you'll get a nice opportunity to contribute here? And where do you think it will be at the most?
Sorry, can you repeat
in terms of contributing, where do you think you're going to contribute the most here? What are you hoping to accomplish in that regard?
That's a question for McAdoo. He's the one that's going to, you know, schematically put me where he wants to put me. So that's my job, is just to do what he tells me to do.
Does size help in the red zone?
I think so, but not necessarily. I mean, you can have, you know, smaller receivers that can be pretty dangerous down there. Like I said, it's all about matchups, all about situations and stuff like that.